sleep overnight, and the motor's inside, and it's pretty enjoyable out there.
Is it 20 inches wide, I guess?
No, it's a regular, yeah, most of the time. Well, this is or a marine engine, you know, a lot of the fishermen here do use car engines, but some of them use marine engines that are made strictly for boats. And Daddy, this is one. Daddy usually buys a Chrysler Marine, I think that's what it is. Does that make it too much?
No, it's okay. Well, what do you do what time do you go out?
It's going to the tides, going to the weather. I mean, you never go the same time, the same day.
Do people go out during the day or night or when?
Both. They're night fishermen and they're day fishermen. It's according to the time, the tide, where the fish are, you know, the season. It's different all the time. Well, they even change nets during the season because the fish grow larger and then they spawn, you know. And then it's a yearly cycle, but it changes practically, I would say, every day, wouldn't you, Carmen, as far as going out? And
once you go out, then how far?
Well, there's small islands all out around outside of Cedar Key, and they fish around the bars around these islands. Sometimes they'll put in a stop on one of these bars. And
what's this?
I'll explain that. They put their nets out at a certain time. If they see fish, they go really scouting first, and if they see fish, they'll put out these nets and stay overnight. Yeah, and then when the tide goes out, they pick up the nets, and if they were lucky, they catch quite a few. And sometimes this stop goes on for maybe 2 or 3 days, doesn't it? Or is this, no, usually it stops an overnight thing, but they do. In fact, they used to moor fish 2 or 3 days at the time. They would take ice and pack these fish so they wouldn't spoil. But fishing has changed over the past few years. They do a lot of what we call bird dog fishing. It's a smaller boat called a skiff, and you go faster, and instead of poling with an oar, you know, your net sits on the back of the boat or the back of the skiff, and older fishermen use a pole oar. It's an oar, it's a long pole, and they pole and the net goes out where they think the fish are, and it surrounds them.
Now
the boat, you know, you just put yourself in a small boat, and the net's in a big pile back here, and they throw out, they pick up at what they call a staff. It has cork lines on the top of the net. The net's about yay high from here.
About 4 feet
high? Yeah, about like this from the ground. And they have a cork line up top, and then they have a lead line down on bottom. Spread the net out so the fish can't escape under it or over it. It floats top and it goes to the bottom. And it's piled just right on top of the boat, so when you throw out the end of it, as you pole away, the net comes out like this, just like this, you know. Mm-hmm.
So it's vertically in the water?
Yeah. And if you're lucky, and a lot of these old fishermen really know where they are, fish are getting scarce, though. So they're a lot more hard to find than they used to be, but
how do they close the net up then?
They don't. Sometimes.
How do they
break it? Well, yes, they do. If it's in deeper water, don't they make a complete circle and just sort of go over the net and then they
cross over, or they'll go inside and circle.
Yeah, they make a big circle. But if it's a stop, they
compass.
Yeah, that's what they call it. If it's a stop, they usually put one end on the beach and one end on the other. But if they're out in more or less open water, actually the fish don't, they sort of stay in the circle. And once you've made this big circle, you go inside the circle and make them try to hit the net that is inside the circle.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got to tangle up the net.
You hope you do. So they're real smart, these mullet are. That's what they fish for most times, mullet.